and not what the Rafters were hoping for. So final line for Kenny Schultz. He goes one inning, allows three runs. Two were earned on four hits. He issues two walks and does not strike out a batter. Ashton Poole now into the game. He'll take on Tommy Guggins. First pitch on the way home. Misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Schultz did not hit a batter with a pitch. He did not balk, had no wild pitches, faced nine batters on 36 pitches before handing it off to Poole. Righty-righty matchup, so you switch handedness here as Poole, a righty, takes over for Kenny Schultz. Now a 2-0 count to Guggins. Guggins, the shortstop for the Dock Spiders, led off the first inning with a 1-2 count single. 2-0 count, misses outside, now 3-0, and Guggins has bat pretty well against the Rafters this season, and he likes playing against Wisconsin Rapids. Trying to keep that rolling along for him. Already a 1-for-1 game, 3-0 count. Misses outside, ball number 4, and Guggins will reach base on 4 pitches. Ashton Poole not having the performance that he was hoping for. Came in a little bit earlier than he might have hoped. As I mentioned, Tommy Guggins likes playing the Rafters, batting .276 against them and getting on base at a .364 clip entering this game. One of the biggest batters for the Dock Spiders throughout the season, as the first pitch of the at-bat to Reese McCarthy misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And McCarthy, a left-handed stick. He's played just 2 games against Wisconsin Rapids, but went 2-for-6 over those with 3 walks. Pitch on the way home, in there for a strike. It's now a 1-1 count, and McCarthy trying to keep things rolling along here. He's had a relatively strong season, batting .250. Guy who comes from UMass. Runner on first is taking off, pitches inside, no throw down. It's a 2-1 count and a stolen base for Tommy Guggins. And that's been one of the biggest things for Tommy Guggins when he plays the Rafters. Guggins loves taking off. That's his 7th stolen base of the season, specifically against Wisconsin Rapids. Playing in his 9th game against the Rafters. It's now a 2-1 count to Reese McCarthy. Gets a swing and a foul ball. So now 2-2, and McCarthy 0-for-1 on the game, but he did reach on an error back in the first inning. A grounder that was laced toward Peyton Bryan and went under his legs over at third base. And mentioned it earlier, a little bit of a defensive switch up for the Rafters. We'll take you through the defensive alignment after this 2-2 count to McCarthy. Lefty-righty matchup between McCarthy and Poole. Poole looking back to second where Guggins stands. Now fires home, but it misses outside for ball number 3. 3-2 count. Behind the plate for the Rafters, it's Lachlan Maude on the mound, Ashton Poole. Over at first, it's Landon Gaz. At second, Kareem Arusevic. On third, Peyton Bryan. And at short, Christian Bermudez. First time Bermudez is playing short this season for the Rafters. 3-2 the count. Poole looking back to second. And runner taking off. It's outside for a ball. No throw down from Maude again. And it's a walk along with a stolen base for Tommy Guggins. So Guggins continues to steal against the Rafters. That's his 8th stolen base of the season against the Rafters. Guggins just loves taking off. Brings up Quinn Chambeau to the plate with runners on the corners. And nobody out in the top of the second. Poole fires home, and that pitch called high for ball number 1. 1-0 the count. Chambeau, the right-handed hitting catcher, entered this game batting .250 with a home run and 8 RBIs. First base is Reese McCarthy. He's leaning a little bit, waiting for him to fire, and now taking off. Pitches outside. Throw on down. It's a pretty good throw, and they No! Not in time, as the tag was not applied by Arusevic. The throw was on line, and it looked like he got him, but Arusevic had to move the glove backwards because he was set up a little too in front of the plate. So now a 2-0 count and a stolen base for Reese McCarthy as the Dock Spiders just keep taking off. 2-0 on the way home. This one's hit out towards right field on the run. Kobayashi, who will catch the ball, throw it back in. It's cut off by Arusevic. Not enough time to throw home. So a sacrifice fly. It's an RBI for Quinn Chambeau, his second of the game, and it sends home Tommy Guggins while keeping Reese McCarthy on second. Brings up James Hankerson Jr. to the plate with a runner in scoring position and one out in the top of the second. 4-0 the lead for the Dock Spiders. Mentioned the Rafters defensive alignment in the infield. We'll bring you the outfield after this pitch. First one to Hankerson in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. In left field for the Rafters, Jake Beauchesne. In center, River Lindsay. And in right, Hiroto Kobayashi. That's a look at the Rafters' defensive alignment. Now an 0-1 count, and Ashton Poole trying to avoid the damage. Pitch on the way home. It's fouled back, so now an 0-2 count. And I mentioned Tommy Guggins as a big base stealer against the Rafters. He had entered this game with just 11 stolen bases on the season. He's got 13 stolen bases on the year. 8 of them are against the Rafters. 0-2 the count. Poole looking back to second, now looking home, and the pitch misses inside for ball number one. A 1-2 count. So that tells you, at the very least, Guggins just loves playing Wisconsin Rapids. Something about him. Maybe gets a speed boost when he plays here. Who knows? 1-2 the count. Poole looking back to second. Bermudez covering. Now he drops back, and this one grounded over to first. Gaz is there off the hop. Flips it to Poole, and he steps on the bag for a 3-1 putout. That takes care of James Hankerson Jr., although Reese McCarthy does move over to third base. Brings up Jonathan Fitz to the plate with a runner on third and two outs in the top of the second. 4-0 the lead for the Dock Spiders, and Jonathan Fitz, the right-handed hitting first baseman for Fond du Lac today. Fitz has really struggled in his games against the Rafters this year, batting just 188. First pitch on the way home, though, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and despite that, Fitz's numbers on the year have looked really good. So trying to get on the right track here at Witter Field. 0-1 the count. Poole looking to take care of him for out number three, but that one outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Kenny Schultz in the first inning, he was the Rafters starter, but threw 36 pitches, which meant he was not eligible to come back out for the second. Allowed 3 runs in that inning, and the Dock Spiders keeping the offense moving. 1-1 count, misses outside. Now a 2-1 count. Ashton Poole walked back-to-back leadoff batters for the Dock Spiders in the top of the second. And a sacrifice fly and a 3-1 ground out as the runner on third, and one run already across. 2-1 coming home. That one on the outside corner, called for strike number two. 2-2 the count, and Poole a strike away from working out of this inning, allowing just the one run. Looks like it could have been in for a little bit more damage after he walked the first two, but Poole really turning it around here. 2-2 count coming home. Gets a long swing and a foul ball from Fitz. Nearly went down on strikes, but barely able to extend the wrists and get that ball. So still a 2-2 count. And Jonathan Fitz trying to find some success here. Bit of a gap up the middle if he can locate. 2-2 the count, and that one upstairs for ball number three, and he would be more than fine with drawing a walk, although he did lace a double back in the first inning. It was a 2-RBI double for him. Has a man on third here, so looking for his third RBI. 3-2 count, hit out towards right field. Kobayashi on the run, now slowing down on a jog. He scoops it up for out number three. And that takes care of the second inning. The Dock Spiders do score one run on no hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 4-0 Dock Spiders on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
The first inning did not go the Raptors' way as they lost that inning 3-0, but trying to turn it around, they've got a chance here in the bottom of the second, although they did allow one run on Ashton Poole's line in the top of the frame. The offense will get to see two of the hottest batters on the team, Landon Gaz and Jake Beauchesne, stepping into the batter's box. So Gaz, the first batter of the inning, right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, 92 miles an hour on the fastball from Noah Chubb. The Dock Spiders trying to hold on to a 4-0 lead, and Gaz fouling it off. It's now a 1-1 count. And Fond du Lac, coming into this game, they have really been struggling, and so have the Raptors, though, but they did win their last game. 1-1 the count. Gaz firing home. Misses low and away. Now a 2-1 count, and Gaz certainly has not been struggling. The right-handed stick hit two home runs in the game yesterday as part of a 3-for-5 night as the 2-1 count is fouled back. Now a 2-2 count. And Gaz, his two home runs brought him up to 6 RBIs. That is a season high for a Rafter. Nobody has hit 6 RBIs in a game outside of Gaz. He's also got 5 hits in the last 2 games. 5-for-9 at the plate. Sends a grounder over towards third. Takes an odd hop. Now a long throw from third base, but a good pick from first by Jonathan Fitz as it goes 5-3 for out number one. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the second. And Beauchesne mentioned he is a hot bat as well. Super hot bat. Maybe the hottest on the Raptors. He comes into this game with quite the hit streak being worked up and trying to continue to extend it. The right-handed hitter has a 6-game hit streak. Not just that, he's got hits in 12 of his last 13 games. Only one game of those 13 did he not have a hit. 1-0 count. This one's hit out high in the air towards right field in foul territory, giving it chase. It's not reachable. And now a 1-1 count. Beauchesne in the game yesterday, he was able to get a hit to extend his streak, but just one. He went 1-for-3 with a double and also drew 2 hit-by-pitches. And so Beauchesne, you look at his last 10 games, a 1092 OPS. On the season, though, a 1023 OPS. That's not much lower. 1-1 count, breaking ball a little high for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Beauchesne, 7 home runs on the season. And he leads the team, sends a fly ball out towards right center field on the run. The center fielder will slide and make the play. Great snag out there by Taylor Freeman for out number two. Two up, two down in the second. And it brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the second. And, man, that was a lot of ground covered by Taylor Freeman. I thought for sure that was going to get down for at least a single, if not extra bases, but Freeman full-on sprinting the whole way for that one, able to get to it at the end. First pitch now to Peyton Bryant, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Chubb, just one strikeout on the game, but been able to record the outs, and a check swing here did not go. Hardly got the bat off the shoulder there, but had to appeal anyways. 1-1 the count. Bryant, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Sends a fly ball foul down the right field line. Now a 1-2 count. The Rafters trailing it 4-0 in the bottom of the second against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Noah Chubb has looked great so far today. Well, Kenny Schultz really struggled in his start. That one high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. Schultz was relieved by Ashton Poole in the second inning, who walked the first two batters, but retired the next three. 1-2 count, swing and a miss, and that is strike number three to take care of Peyton Bryant. Another three up, three down inning for Noah Chubb in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third. It's 4-0 Dock Spiders on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Ashton Poole is back out to work on the mound for the Rafters after he was able to get out of that second inning, allowing just the one run. Hasn't allowed a hit in this game, although Kenny Schultz not able to get through that first inning without allowing a few hits. He allowed four hits in that inning, although one error was also allowed, and so the final line on Kenny Schultz, he had allowed three runs. Two of them were earned on his one inning pitched. And so a guy that had really had so much hope but not able to get the ending that he was hoping for, here at home, the home finale here from Witter Field. It's the top of the third inning. The Dock Spiders back up to bat, and the first pitch is hit high in the air out towards left field. Back at the wall, and a leaping grab by Jake Beauchesne at the warning track retires him on the liner for out number one. And Jake Beauchesne had to get a good read on that ball in order to race it down, but just able to get there in time, and partially thanks to a very low launch angle off the bat from Taylor Freeman. If that one was hit maybe 1 or 2 degrees higher, it's probably out of the ballpark. But it brings up Dawson Schmidt to the plate with the bases empty and one out. First pitch misses low and outside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. It's 4-0 Dock Spiders in the top of the third inning. 1-0 coming home from Poole. It's taken on the outside edge for strike number one. Now a 1-1 count, and Schmidt drew a walk in his only plate appearance this game back in the first inning. 1-1 the count, and Poole trying to throw some strikes here. This one lined foul down the first baseline, 1-2 the count. Poole this season has really struggled with walks. But when he's been able to command the strike zone, that's when he's been at his best. And he's actually looked pretty good when he does that. 1-2 the count. Poole leaning back, fires home. Grounded to the left side of the infield. Bermudez is there. Going to be a long throw. Not enough juice on that one. And it's going to roll over to first base. So an infield single for Dawson Schmidt. As he hit that to the right spot, and it brings up Camden Kunkey with a runner on first and one out in the top of the third inning. And Kunkey, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Poole. Poole looking home, and runner on first is Schmidt. Not too much to work off of for him. Pitch on the way home. Grounded over towards short. There's Bermudez. Slow throw to second. Gets him in time. Throw back to first. Not quite in time. Just shy of the double play. It goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Tried to get it back to first, and barely beating out the throw was Camden Kunkey. And so he is now on first base as Dawson Schmidt was retired. He slid about halfway between first and second. And he just ended up stuck in the dirt there after he realized he was out by a mile. But either way, now two outs in the top of the third inning. Runner on first is Kunkey. Jalen Gellings at the plate. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Gellings, the right-handed hitting third baseman from Madison Community College, batting 250 entering this game. Runner taking off from first. Breaking balls on the outside. Now pickoff move back to first from the catcher and not able to get the tag applied in time. So still an 0-1 count. 0-2 the count after that one was called a strike. Jalen Gellings going to have to work from behind, and Camden Kunkey was nearly caught in between first and second, but the throw just not quite in time. 0-2, and Poole looking home. Fires to Maude. It's a grounder right over to first, and look at what I found. Landon Gaz picks it up and just steps on the bag real quick as he was shifted forward, and it goes 3 unassisted for out number 3. In the third inning, the Dock Spiders scored no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 4-0 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
School sports officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in this to maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials, please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Noah Chubb, Noah Problem here in Wisconsin Rapids at Witter Field in the home finale of the season for the Rafters. And Noah Chubb has been dominating through the first two innings, trying to keep it rolling along in the third. It's 4-0, the Dock Spiders lead. They scored three runs in the first inning, one in the second, and now in the bottom of the third, they'll be trying to add to it. With it being the bottom of the third, that means it's time for a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. But before that, the leadoff batter, Lachlan Maud, will see the first pitch for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Maud, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Noah Chubb. 1-0 count, grounded to the left side of the infield, picked up deep in the shortstop spot. Throw over to first, though, it's a laser in time for the 6-3 putout, and that retires Lachlan Maud. Brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the third. Still 4-0, the Dock Spiders lead, and Monahan, the right-handed hitting DH, steps into the batter's box. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Chubb, ball and glove. He brings the pitch home and just misses the outside edge for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Monahan's first plate appearance of the game. He's batting 100 on the season as he fouls that one back. 1-1 the count. He had a three-hit game against Lakeshore here back on July 31st, but outside of that game, has really struggled as this one is fouled away. Now a 1-2 count. In that game, he went 3-for-5, but outside of that one night, he's 0-for-25 on the season. 1-2 count coming home. A grounder over towards shortstop. Going to try and race it out, but the 6-3 putout is just in time as Jonathan Fitz reached into the sky and grabbed it out of the air before stepping back on the bag for out number two. Brings up Christian Bermudez to the plate with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the third. Still 4-0, the Dock Spiders lead. Bermudez, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Noah Chubb. Chubb steps back and fires home, but the first pitch well outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Bermudez, his first plate appearance of the game, the nine-hole batter for the Rafters. After this, it'll bring us back to the top of the card. 1-0 count, fouled away. Now a 1-1 count. Bermudez still hitless as a Rafter. However, he's been able to work on base. He's been hit by a couple pitches and also drawn a walk. 1-1 count, grounded to the right side of the infield, picked up at first, and that will do it for the inning as it goes three unassisted to take care of Christian Bermudez. Three up, three down in the third. That's no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the inning. It's 4-0. Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Ashton Poole is back on the mound for his third inning of action, and we'll see what he's going to do, as he's looked pretty good on the mound. Mentioned earlier, once he's able to control his stuff, he is really looking strong on there, and after walking the first two batters of his appearance, he's retired 6 of the 7 that he's faced. So not too bad since that point in time, and trying to keep things rolling here in the top of the fourth. It is 4-0, the Dock Spiders lead, but slowly the Rafters' defense and pitching has calmed down, but the offense still been quieted by Noah Chubb, and we'll see what they can do next inning. Mentioned I was supposed to get a scoreboard update in last frame, but went by too quickly, just 9 pitches from Noah Chubb. Didn't have the time, and so we'll do it here in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Tommy Guggins, inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Guggins will be followed by Reese McCarthy and Quinn Chambeau, due up in the top of the fourth. 1-0 the count coming home, and that pitch high for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Guggins, the leadoff batter in the batting order for the Dock Spiders. He is 1-for-1 on the game. He walked his last time up and singled before that. 2-0 the count, and Poole leans back, fires home. This one's laced out towards center field. On the run back, it's being called off by Lindsey, and he makes the play. That is out number one. One up, one down in the fourth inning, and it brings up Reese McCarthy to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fourth. McCarthy, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Poole. Still 4-0, the Dock Spiders lead. And McCarthy, left-handed hitting DH, lefty-righty matchup. Poole brings the pitch home, but it misses outside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. And McCarthy, 0-for-1 on the game. He walked his last time up, and before that, reached on an error. He scored one run this game. Also has a stolen base. 1-0 count outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, it's the bottom of the sixth in Thunder Bay, where the Border Cats lead 6-3 over the Duluth Huskies. Kalamazoo leads it 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth against Royal Oak. 2-0 count put on the ground by McCarthy over to second. Not able to be cleanly fielded by Arusevic, and that is a clear error on the E4 there. And just a loss of focus from Kareem Arusevic, and that allows Reese McCarthy to reach first. Reaches on his second error of the game, and that also the second error committed by the Rafters tonight. Brings up Quinn Chambeau to the plate with runner on first and one out in the top of the fourth. And the pitch coming home from Poole. Hit up the middle, past the glove of Poole, over to second, stepping on the base himself. Now a throw to first, and Arusevic makes up for it with a self-made double play. 4 unassisted, and then throwing across the body back to first. What an impressive play there to take care of both Quinn Chambeau and Reese McCarthy. So that does it for the fourth inning. No runs, no hits. Despite the one error, there was nobody left on base for the Dock Spiders. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 4-0, the lead for Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m. Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet, Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Ashton Poole looking great out there today for Wisconsin Rapids. He just finished off that fourth inning, three up, three down, although the error allowed one player to reach. It was a double play the very next at bat, and he threw just six pitches in the inning to get through it. He also only threw nine the inning prior, so very efficient from Ashton Poole as he's allowed just one run over three innings. Helps keep the Rafters in this game, but the offense has got to get going against Noah Chubb. First pitch of the inning gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. River Lindsay back up for the second time this game, the leadoff man in the Rafters batting order. It's the bottom of the fourth, 4-0, the lead for the Dock Spiders. 0-1 count to River Lindsay, and the pitch from Chubb is grounded over to the right side of the infield, picked up by the second. No, it's not! It's an error by the second baseman. E4 on that should have been an easy grounder, but the same thing that happened with Kareem Arusevic happens to the second baseman, Dawson Schmidt. And with that, it breaks up the perfect game from Noah Chubb. First base runner of the game for the Rafters comes on an error in the bottom of the fourth, pickoff move back to first. It bounces away from Jonathan Fitz. So no pitch yet to Hiroto Kobayashi. And Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Noah Chubb. Runner on first in Lindsay is a little bit high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And, man, that is the worst way to lose a perfect game bid. Obviously, still early, but you do start thinking about it, especially once you're one time through the order. Pickoff move back to first, but not in time as the pitch had come home and missed for ball number two. And then the throw from the catcher over to first, not in time. So a 2-0 count. Kobayashi trying to work on base any way possible. Runner on first is taking off, swing and a miss, throw on down to second. It is not in time as River Lindsay slid into the bag. A little bit late sliding from him, and he ended up on top of second, but he is able to get the stolen base. So another stolen base for River Lindsay, as that has been his calling card for the Rafters. And now a 2-1 count. The pitch to Kobayashi, breaking ball low for ball number three. Now a 3-1 count. And Hiroto Kobayashi has reached multiple times in his last six straight games, reaching base at a .424 clip over those games. This pitch misses inside, and that's ball number four, able to reach for the first time today. And that is the first base runner that is going to be earned against Noah Chubb. A five-pitch walk, and Chubb's really first mistake this game as it brings up Kareem Arusevic with runners on first and second and nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. A big-time opportunity for Wisconsin Rapids here, and it's going to be the left-handed hitting Kareem Arusevic up at the plate. Lefty-righty matchup between him and Chubb, and the pitch on the way home misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And the Rafters really got to make the most of this moment. You're not sure how long Chubb's going to go in the game, but you got to expect a while. 1-0 count, misses outside, now a 2-0 count. Although he has certainly faced more struggles second time through the order. Nine up, nine down, first time through. Didn't allow a single base runner. Second time through, it's been an error and a walk. 2-0 count on the way home. That one's outside. Now a 3-0 count, and all of a sudden, real struggles with the accuracy from Chubb. He's missed seven of his last eight pitches for a ball. And trying to avoid a four-pitch walk, Kareem Arusevic, we'll see what he does here. Three home runs on the season. He had one in the game yesterday. Takes this one all the way, though, and that one's down the middle for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Arusevic, all three of his home runs this season have come at Green Bay. Has not hit one here at Witter Field. 3-1 count coming home on the outside edge. Just barely called for strike number two. Great job framing the pitch by Quinn Chambeau. A lot of the times, you're not going to get that call, but a 3-2 count right on the edge. And a swing and a miss from Arusovic. Another beauty of a pitch from Noah Chubb. And that takes care of Kareem Arusovic for the first out of the fourth inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Landon Gaz with a runner on first and second and one out in the bottom of the fourth. Still 4-0, the lead for the Dockspiders. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Chubb looking back to second and throws home, but the pitch misses inside and takes an odd bounce off of Chambeau. So time called here as he'll look to see if he's all right. 1-0 the count to Gaz. And finishing up on that scoreboard in Rockford, it's 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh over the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Over in Rochester, bottom of the third inning, 7-0, the Honkers lead the Express. Bottom of the fourth in Waterloo, it's 2-1 Bucks over the Loggers. In Green Bay, it's a 4-1 Rockers lead over the Woodchucks. A shocker there. The Woodchucks have really struggled on the road this season. 0-1 count, breaking ball in there for strike number two. So now an 0-2 count. I had marked the first pitch as a ball in mind, but waiting confirmation as this one is grounded foul. Regardless, there's two strikes in the count. My question, whether or not there's one ball, or maybe I just wrote it down wrong. So two strikes in the count here, and runners on first and second. The runner's taking off. The pitch is inside, throwing down to third, and the ball bounced out of the glove. Would have been out by a mile, but River Lindsay able to take on to second base as the ball had bounced away. So with that, a stolen base for River Lindsay officially. And at least one ball on the count. Still, the umpire not giving a signal on the count. 2-2 the count. That one missed high. Runner on first base is Hiroto Kobayashi. On third, River Lindsay. Officially, there we go. It is a 2-2 count. Runner taking off from first. This one hit out towards right field. A fly ball deep in the air. It is not going to be caught. It bounces off of the warning track. Now Gaz is into second, and an RBI double brings across the first run of the game for the Rafters. Landon Gaz stays hot as he goes towards right field and had it bounce off of the warning track. That one kept carrying and carrying. Thought for a second it might even get out of here, but not quite able to have that much opposite field power. He showed off the oppo power yesterday. Both of his home runs went to right field. And he's still in the mindset that he's playing in Green Bay. Well, hey, it didn't do him damage here. 4-1 now the score, and Jake Beauchesne swings and misses at the first one for strike number one. And Jake Beauchesne represents the tying run of the game, and a guy who's got 7 home runs on the season. He leads the Rafters, and Beauchesne taking some time here. Time taken as Beauchesne will make sure that he is all right. Some more balls also being grabbed by the home plate umpire. So now we are ready to go. The Rafters have Gaz on second, Kobayashi on third, one away, an 0-1 count is hit high in the air out towards center field. Straight away center, but the sun in the sky doesn't matter. Throw coming back in, it's going to be a relay throw, but no second throw comes. Kobayashi will score. It's a sacrifice fly from Jake Beauchesne. Another RBI, and now the Rafters trail by just two. It's a 4-2 ball game in the bottom of the fourth as the Rafters offense heats up against Noah Chubb. That double by Landon Gaz, by the way, the first hit of the game for the Rafters. No hit bid through 3 1/3, although really it has not been the same the second time through the order. The Rafters really turning around. First pitch here to Peyton Bryant misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Bryant, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Pitch on the way home, fouled back, now a 1-1 count. Once again, I got distracted from the scoreboard, so let's see if I can finish it this time. It's the top of the fifth in Kenosha, 3-0. The Kingfish lead the Pit Spitters. Big surprise there. Runner on second, check swing from Bryant. Did he go? No, he didn't. Missed low for ball number two. 2-1 the count. In Lakeshore, it's tied 0-0 between the Chinooks and the Mallards in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the fifth in St. Cloud, it's a 2-1 Rocks lead over the Stingers. In Bismarck, 3-2, the Larks over the Moondogs in the top of the fifth. Pitch on the way home to Bryant, misses high, 3-1 the count. And finally, bottom of the first in Badlands, it's 1-0 Minot. That's a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. It's done. I've done it, guys. 3-1 count to Bryant. Pitch coming home, and that one low for ball number four, and Bryant will work on to first base. Another base runner for the Rafters. Second time through the order, the Rafters have seen six plate appearances. First time through the order, they saw, of course, the nine. They went 0 for 9 in the first nine plate appearances. The second time through the order, though, they are 1 for 3 with two RBIs, two walks, and reached on an error. So they have certainly been able to hit a lot better this second time around. And they're hoping that that can continue here, as there is indeed a mound visit with Noah Chubb to make sure that he's all good to go. Worth noting, Chubb is up to 26 pitches in the inning. So if Chubb is able to keep going here, the Rafters still need nine more pitches out of him. But if they can make him reach that 35-pitch number in an inning, that would be huge. But it's going to deal with Lachlan Maude, right-handed hitting catcher with runners on first and second and two away in the bottom of the fourth. 4-2, the lead for the Dock Spiders in the first pitch, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Maude, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb. Looking back to second base, the pitch from Chubb gets a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Now 0-2 the count, and Maude, 0-1 in the game. He grounded out 6-3. Swing and a miss, that's strike number three. Chubb able to get out of the inning, his fourth strikeout of the night, but the Rafters do get some runs across. They score two runs on the one hit. There was one error, and the Rafters left two aboard. We go to the fifth, and it is 4-2, the Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, Welcome back into Rafters Baseball. The sun is setting off in the distance here in Wisconsin Rapids. The shadows large in the stadium, but for those center fielders, it's a little bit tough out there. The sun shining right in their eyes, and so potentially going to play a matchup difference in this one, but we'll see if there are any fly balls. Ashton Poole is back out. He already has a season-long performance going three innings. He's been an ace out of the bullpen as of late. And now in the top of the fifth, first pitch to James Hankerson Jr. called low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and it's a 4-2 Dockspiders lead in the top of the fifth. They led 4-0 through the second, but the Rafters scored two runs in the bottom of the fourth to cut it down to half of the gap. Now a 1-1 count is that one in there for a strike. And Ashton Poole, I mentioned it, he's been looking a lot better as of late, although his last four appearances have all come on the road. Pitch on the outside, misses for ball number two, a 2-1 count. So this is his first time pitching back at Wisconsin Rapids since July 21st. And his previous three home appearances, it's been pretty good. Pitch on the way here, hit out towards center field on the run. Lindsay, it'll get way over his head and bounce off of the warning track and off the wall. Throw coming in from Lindsay, but not nearly in time. It's a stand-up double for James Hankerson Jr. to lead off the top of the fifth. Brings up Jonathan Fitz to the plate with a runner on second and nobody out in the top of the fifth. 4-2, the lead for the Dockspiders. And Fitz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Poole. Poole, ball in hand, he looks home and is getting the call from Lachlan Maud, the catcher behind the plate. Now has the pitch, brings the ball in the glove and fires home. The pitch in there for strike number one, 0-1 the count. And Jonathan Fitz up for the third time this game. He is 1-2 from the plate. Flew out to right field back in the second and had a 2-RBI double back in the first. 0-1 count, misses outside and in the dirt. It gets away from Maud all the way to the backstop. A wild pitch from Ashton Poole. It's his first wild pitch of the game, and it sends James Hankerson Jr. over to third. So a 1-1 count now to Jonathan Fitz. And with a man on third, he just needs a fly ball to the outfield or a hit of some sort to drive in that run from third. A lot of things can happen here with nobody out and a man just 90 feet away. 1-1 the count, infield pushed in. It's a fly ball out towards right field. This should be deep enough. Kobayashi's underneath it. He'll run up on it, and he's going to loft it in, but it doesn't even get to the infield before Hankerson comes across to score, so a sacrifice fly from Jonathan Fitz extends the lead for the Dockspiders back up to three. It's 5-2 in the top of the fifth. RBI for Fitz as he's now up to three on the game, and it brings up Taylor Freeman with one out, and the base is empty in the top of the fifth. 5-2, the Dockspiders lead. Freeman, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Poole. Puts a bunt down the first base line, and it rolls foul off of a couple of hops as it now is an 0-1 count. It was the right amount of power put on that bunt, but not able to put it in fair territory, so an 0-1 count, and Taylor Freeman 0-2 on the game, but he has laced the baseball. Had a liner out to left field his last time up, and a liner to third base that ended up being a double play back in the first. 0-1 count coming home. He puts a bunt down up the middle. Poole is there, bare hands it, throws it to first, but not in time. It's a bunt single from Taylor Freeman, and a perfect bunt at that. Poole, he played it well. Ran up on it, was able to grab it, and threw it to first. It just wasn't in time. Tough play there, and it really shows off the speed of Taylor Freeman, his first hit of the game. Brings up Dawson Schmidt to the plate with a runner on first and one out in the top of the fifth. Still a 5-2 lead for the Dockspiders. And Schmidt, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup First pitch from Poole is a fly ball down the right field line in foul territory, and it will bounce just over the Dock Spiders bullpen. 0-1 the count. Dawson Schmidt is 1-for-1 on the game. He singled his last time up, and before that, he drew a walk. 0-1 the count, with Freeman leaning over on first, gets a pickoff move his way, and back in plenty of time. Had to slide head first, though, so still an 0-1 count. And Freeman still on first base. But he's already showed off the speed, racing out a bunt to get on. So we'll see if he tries taking off. 0-1 count, check swing, and he went around on that one. But that one, strike number two. 0-2 the count. Schmidt looking not to be retired for the first time this game. Runner on first is Freeman, and with an 0-2 count, he could get doubled up, but we'll see as that one is fouled away, and still 0-2 the count. Freeman over on first, if he doesn't take off, sharp grounder up the middle could certainly result in two. Or to the left side, I mean, really anywhere in the infield, a sharp grounder could certainly result in two. Although Freeman is a quick runner, he doesn't get that early start. Who knows? 0-2 the count. He does get the early start here, though, and it's a fly ball foul down the right field line out of play. Still 0-2, and Freeman will head back to first base. Ashton Poole way up there in pitch count. He's up over 50 pitches, and this might be the first time this season that he's up over 50. He had never gone more than 2 2/3 innings prior to this. He did that back against Green Bay here at Witter Field on July 11th, did not allow a run, over 2 2/3, had one strikeout in that game. Runner on first, pitch taken low for ball number one, first time that Poole has missed, and it was the fifth pitch of the plate appearance. So brings up a 1-2 count to Schmidt, man still on first base, and one out in the top of the fifth, 5-2, the lead for the Dock Spiders. Poole nods home, and the runner once again taking off. This one's hit out towards shallow center field and will get down into the gap. And so now Freeman easily heading for second as Schmidt thought about trying to take off for second, but instead he'll stay put at the bag. And second hit for Dawson Schmidt. He remains perfect, 2-for-2, as Taylor Freeman rounds for third and puts runners on the corners for the Dock Spiders with just one out in the top of the fifth. Brings up the right-handed hitting Camden Kunkey with a 3-run Dock Spiders lead. Kunkey, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Poole. First pitch on the outside edge, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Kunkey 1-for-2 on the game. Grounded into a fielder's choice his last time up, and he singled the time before. 0-1 the count. Runner still on first base is Schmidt. Pitch coming home. This one's laced over to third, and it gets over, bouncing past Bryant, a liner that couldn't be brought in, an RBI single for Camden Kunkey. That one was absolutely smoked toward third base. There was really nothing that Bryant could do there. And with that, three straight hits for the Dock Spiders. They scored their second run of the inning. It's now 6-2, Fond du Lac in the top of the fifth. And with that, a mound visit as Manny Silva will head out to have a chat with Poole. And Poole, the right-hander, was trying to get as much experience as he could this summer. And, well, this is his 21st game of the summer for Wisconsin Rapids. So he certainly got the experience, although not quite able to result in what he was hoping for. Although, to be fair, the last month has really gone his way. Quite the turnaround from the mound from him. He's had just that one really rough appearance, and outside of that, he has been quite dominant. He's allowed 8 earned runs in 10 innings. Pitch on the way home, grounded up the middle, over towards short. Bermudez is there, flipped with the glove to second, back to first, and it's a 6-4-3 double play, and Poole is able to work out of it. Jalen Gellings at the plate was not able to get what he was hoping for, and with that, we are through the fifth inning, although a couple of runs did come across to score for the Dockspiders. They scored two runs on four hits. There were no errors, and the Dockspiders left one on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway there. It's 6-2 Dockspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your